Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 24 of the show. I realise that the podcast is somewhat of a sausage fest. Lots of dudes, lots of dicks on the dance floor, some say too many. So I've tried to rectify it. I've got one of my friends in, Simone Springer. Simone was on the first ever episode of the podcast, and I've got her to bring in one of her good friends, Lucy Ewing. Both of the girls are hilarious comedians. They're part of a group of comedians called The Motherhood, which is, I think, four or five. There's a core of four performers, and it's just a bunch of girls that get together and do stand-up. They're really hilarious. Had a few technical issues this episode, so there's no clip at the start of the show. It's basically just us chatting away, and it's really good fun, so I hope you enjoy it. Please, if you like the show, leave a positive comment or a five-star rating or a thumbs up wherever you listen to it. Tell your friends. I really appreciate the support.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
So we don't have the normal clip to start things off, Simone. Last time we had a lady that ate nappies.
She smelt it and bit into it and stuff.
Chewed on it, yeah. So none of that classiness tonight due to technical malfunctions.
I'm okay with that. I think I'll live.
I feel like 30 seconds in, I'm totally lost already. Who's eating nappies now?
Every clip I normally start with something ridiculous off the internet. And the first show I ever did was with Simone, and I found a lady that eats nappies.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't have a kid at that point.
She was pregnant, so we were wondering, where did these nappies come from?
So, like, she's got like a dealer or something.
Of dirty nappies.
So, yeah, this is the classiness we started things off with, and it's just gone from there.
Okay. I feel right.
So you're like, oh, man, where's my video?
Yeah, I fucked it up. I had a good one too. I was excited. Oh. Involved a kid talking to the ladies from the motherhood.
We and did like messed the, it up. The ex. Wait, is that your niece?
Yeah, that's my niece.
Oh, that's cute though.
Yeah, I'm gonna use it. I'll use it next time.
Well, we won't mention it.
No, it's pretty.
But it's pretty.
I've been
good.
Holding on to that since December.
Amazing.
So I'm here with Simone Springer.
G'day.
And Lucy, is it Ewing?
It is.
I got it right.
Well done.
Like Patrick.
Yes, and I am as athletic.
I assumed as such, yeah. What are you, like 7'3"?
Sure, in my socks.
Yeah, cool.
So we're here like half of the motherhood. I feel like we're the Batman to their Robin.
Yeah.
We're probably the Robin.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why do you say that?
Maybe because Lucy does some like dorky stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm generally kind of a little silly too.
You're a bit Batman though.
I am a little. Oh my God, I am a bit Batman.
Look at your shop. So anyone who doesn't know, Simone has a shop that like you could clothe Batman in every corner of that fucking shop.
Yeah.
As long as you had some alterations.
Yeah, totally.
Alfred was on the sewing machine.
I was about to say, I am Alfred.
Yeah.
You are in the Batman universe. Yeah. That's who I identify with.
That's great. Alfred with a chicken dance.
I think I'm like one of the Joker's like cronies.
Just the people, I could see that.
Yeah, like the one someone that doesn't achieve just gets beaten up and, you know, just helps him and then gets fucked over. And that's me. That's my story.
I just see you standing behind the Joker being like, yeah.
Yeah. And then getting shot two scenes later.
Like, man, easy come, easy go.
This has become therapy.
Yeah. a lot of this show is therapy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The amount of times we've got into the religion topic for 45 minutes is pretty interesting.
Okay.
Simone's keen, I can see.
Yep.
Jehovah's Witness.
It's my favourite thing.
Wow, I didn't know that about you.
So
incorrect. No.
There's a lot of misinformation. Fake news is what we call it.
Yep.
So I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
This is great.
I'm worried that you're learning from this. I think you should stop.
Shouldn't be. if you don't leave from a podcast a little dumber than you walked in, something went wrong.
Well, before the show starts, it says warning, this may cause brain damage. So everyone's aware.
Good.
They know what they're in for.
Good.
Yep.
If someone does listen and they get brain damage, can I be sued?
I would say yes.
Hmm. Okay.
That's kind of what brain damaged people tend to resort to, isn't it? Litigation. Just
Well, maybe not the brain damaged person, but the family.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Being like,
way to bring the party down, Lucy. Jesus.
I'm Alfred, not the Joker.
So how did this idea of the motherhood come about? Well, can you explain what it is? Because there's a lot of people from America and stuff that listen to the show.
Oh,
So I want
to shrimp on the barbie.
There you go.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat me some Vegemite.
That's what we say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the motherhood is four of us. There's four of us fine ladies. And we are all mums, shock horror. And we do comedy things. AKA shows, mm-hmm. stand-up comedy, and that's pretty much it. So it came about, I think it was Pony's brainchild, mm-hmm. and she got Emma on board early on, and they had this idea and formulated a plan without us knowing that we would be a part of. And then they approached both of us at the same time, and I jumped on board fairly quickly because I decided if I'm doing stand-up, I may as well get paid for it. Mm-hmm. And then I convinced Lucy. You want to explain, Lucy?
Oh, it's so cute. So I had the email from Pony and Emma, and as Simone said, they had it all figured out. It was a very detailed plan of what the motherhood would look like, and it looked awesome. I was definitely interested. I had reservations just because I didn't know if I'd be able to commit the time that mm-hmm. they would want.
Yeah, because we were like, how many rehearsals are we going to need? How mm-hmm. much? What are we actually doing? Yeah. What are we committing
how
to?
How much of our children's lives are we going to sacrifice to talk about being mums?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's it. But then, you know, parenting's hard. So it's how many more reasons do I need to get a babysitter?
Fuck.
Sign me up. No.
Yeah, so we saw this very detailed plan. It looked great. I had reservations. And then Simone put me over the line by sending me, it was a GIF, mm-hmm. and it's, I don't know if you remember this scene from The Simpsons, it's Bart and Homer are sitting on a couch and Homer's just patting the cushion on the seat next to him like, come on,
join us.
I know that.
I couldn't resist. That was it. That's all it took
was a Simpsons GIF.
Absolutely, yep.
All right.
Yep. Well placed, well timed Simpsons GIF.
I hope you don't encounter any meth dealer Simpsons fans. I'm like, I'm in.
Join us.
Simpsons reference.
One of us, one of us.
That's it.
Then I'll need a dental plan.
That's
Lisa needs.
You're right on board with The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Connoisseur. That's good to see.
Yeah. It is the sign it's of
interesting,
the times.
Because I was like, when I saw you guys put that up, I was really happy that you did it. But at the same time, my immediate thought was, this isn't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And no, I don't mean any disrespect by that.
Totally.
It's just like, I'm not going to do my stuff at a church. Stuff that I didn't honestly went because I'm like, okay, cool, it's catered to mums. I didn't expect to find it funny. I thought, okay, it's specifically for that. But then I've seen you guys work out the material, and it's good that it you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not the first person to say that. We've had guys who have come along and been like, I thought I was going to hate it. You guys are really funny.
And that is the like, ultimate thank compliment. You.
Well, I thought I was going to hate it too. And it's got nothing to do with the quality. It just wasn't for, I didn't think it was for
like,
me.
Like, this isn't aimed for me. This is for moms.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, especially since some of the gigs we've done, like, because we get booked by people. We don't just run the gigs ourselves. And we've had ones that are like, girls' night out, mm-hmm. mother's night out. And so, like, those ones, like, we end up, we've done two gigs where there's been one guy in the audience. And so,
was it Mick?
Pardon? No, Mick hasn't been yet, actually.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
why are we still friends with him?
I don't know.
No idea. No, he's wanted to come. He would have seen all of our material separately.
Yeah.
But no, he hasn't come to one yet. But
he's too scared. Too many ladies in there. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
I'm sure he would survive.
I'm sure he would be in his fucking element.
But not just that. So we've done the shout out to the audience before and been like, you know, how many of you are in a long-term relationship? All of them.
Yeah.
I think there was one single woman, and she was the one that also didn't have a child, and the rest were all mums in relationships.
That's my
perfect.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Whereas for us, it's so refreshing to have that audience instead of some 20-something dudes who don't relate to
our it's awesome.
And I still get nervous sometimes though, because I am the kind of I'm a little different because I'm like single mum, and some of my stuff is a little edgier.
Yeah.
I say the C word, you know. And so
I don't say that myself. I find it offensive, but
I apologize.
Thank you.
For
this is a family show.
My kids think that crap is the C word.
That's amazing.
Holy crap.
which sounds like it would be a good thing until they start telling everyone, Mum says the C word all the time.
So anyway, Mum went in the bathroom and took a C word.
God.
Oh, boy.
All right, show and tell. It's going to get interesting.
Yeah. But, yeah, it turns out, like, my stuff still has a place in the group, and that was that's what I got nervous about.
Your stuff's relatable to people, not just mums.
Yeah.
Because I have always laughed at your stuff, and I don't have kids.
Yeah, that's
mostly
it.
Mostly because I work with them, and, you know. I
don't, you see
the
them
hell
enough.
How do you go home to kids after working with kids all day? How do you do that?
Well, that's actually...
I ask this to everybody all the time at work. Like, how do you do it?
I still don't know.
Because you're a teacher, in case someone doesn't know.
Yeah, I do. I teach kids during the day and then I come home to my kids. And yeah. I joke that it's like the Hunger Games in reverse. So my objective is to murder as few children as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. Yeah.
Man, I don't have kids all day at work and it's still hard to go home to kids.
I know.
Not always. I mean, I love them most of the time.
I know what you mean. Like if you get home and you're tired and you're feeling sick and then one kid starts throwing up and you're like, well, there's my night gone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if my missus starts throwing up, it's like, well,
take care of yourself.
Drunk so much, I'm going to bed. She doesn't drink anymore, but that would have been my response.
Yeah. Here's some water.
Yeah. Drink I've held her hair back too many times, not doing that anymore.
No. Just saying, I think you'll be a great dad.
Well, my dad, when I was hungover, I was 15 and I got shit-faced. And then I had work the next morning and he comes, knocks on the door. Up you get. Time for work.
Ooh.
And at that time I was still wrapped around the toilet. Said, you need to learn. You got work today. You knew that. Fuck
Please
it, you're
tell
going to
me
work.
That you worked on the cheese counter at Coles. No,
I was at Amart All Sports selling footwear, but I had to leave customers to vomit. I'd say, I just need to check something out of the back, and I'd run out and throw up. I was so sick.
Oh, dude.
But I learned my lesson.
I made my brother sick at work once because he was this is a while ago. I worked both of us worked for my dad and he was really hungover and I was like, how you feeling? And he's like, pretty rough. And I was like, you know what you need? You know what is a guarantee cure for? And I was like, you know, if you had like a warm, salty, like tuna milkshake.
Oh, I want to vomit now.
Oh, my God.
You're awful.
Yeah, and he literally looked at me, his cheeks puffed up, and he was like, and just ran to the toilet. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. I have that power.
Oh, did you see the guy that has the thick foot skin and he's carving it off like he's carving a turkey and feeding it to his dog?
No. I have not,
I saw seconds of
that.
It and went, ugh, and then I showed Tish and we were both like, because, you know, you get the pumice thing and get the
yes, I do. It's a parmesan grater. It's a parmesan grater your feet.
He was using a hunting knife.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, I can't even.
You can't. Something. Exactly
no,
something.
No.
When the dog starts eating it, it's a...
Isn't the internet a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
I know. Like, where would we be without it?
Wouldn't be doing a podcast. There'd be no point.
That's for damn sure. It'd just be all of us sitting here and pretending someone was listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Those people usually go to Greyland. But I do ever think that when you're practicing your material and you're walking around the house talking to yourself, how fucking insane you are.
Yep. Yes. I need something in my hand too, so it's usually like a remote control or something. Yeah,
that's right.
And, you know, if somebody – you know when you realise the front window's open? Yeah. Like somebody would guarantee has seen me.
And it's Stan's witnesses standing there waiting to come.
Just be like, what?
This one needs a lot of help.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah.
So what's – are you guys mostly with the motherhood, are you looking to – take it to different fringe festivals?
Yeah, like? Yep. We're hoping to do that next year. We're going to see where it takes us. But like we've got our eye at some point for doing Adelaide, Melbourne and maybe Edinburgh. So it's like on our to-do list.
Yeah.
So we will see. We're very busy actually coming up in May because Mother's Day.
It's my birthday, yeah.
We banged it out. Mine too.
Mine too.
Oh, what dates are we happening
I'm
here?
I'm the 5th of the 5th.
7th?
17th. None of those are the same, but let's
pretend that they're really relatable.
Yeah, I think there's something there.
Yeah. Mm. May the May the fourth be with-
I hated that. Like, everyone hijacked the fourth, and no one gave a fuck about my birthday the day after.
It's Revenge of the
Lucky
fifth,
number
wasn't
seven,
it?
Dude.
Revenge of the fifth, yeah. But I don't care about Star Wars, so I don't know why I'm upset about either of those.
I like Star Wars.
Oh my god! Okay, I thought that we had things in common because of the May thing, but now I know.
Are you a Star Wars person?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I don't. I just.
I'm shocked that you're not. Is that?
I like the old ones. They were cool.
Yeah.
That's it. That's as far as I go with it.
The last three made me bawl my eyes out. I
didn't
cried,
watch them because I was
laughed.
So angry at the first three remakes.
Yeah. Oh well.
I was upset that I wasted money on that, and I'm still holding them accountable all these years later.
There's interest. I expect to be paid back in full.
Yeah, exactly.
they were my least favorite, but that's all right. They really fucking slammed it back in though, with all the original cast. Come on.
Yeah.
Have you not seen?
No, that's the one I want to watch. To be fair, the last one.
See them. They all the magic that they had in the first three, it is there. They recapture it. That's what I feel.
I teared up when Princess Leia appeared.
You Star Wars fans are like fucking religious nuts. Look at you guys. You're both just evangelical. you both just preach to me. Oh, you've got to do it. Don't you know what Star Wars will do for your soul?
Not the middle three, though. Let's just, it's still
okay,
all right.
What you're saying is you're like a Pentecostal Christian where you're taking sections that apply to you. So you're taking the old Testament and the new bits of the New Testament.
You did say it always gets back to religion.
Told you. If anything, we're more Jewish because we like the originals.
Yeah.
And we'll tolerate what came later. That's probably the worst analogy.
That's pretty good. Pretty accurate.
I think I'm just an atheist all around. I believe in nothing. Yeah. Nothing. I guess this is okay, but nothing.
I don't know. I'm like an atheist, but that's scared because I had so much religious indoctrination that I still have things in there.
Yeah.
So weird shit like So imagine crying after you jerk off, right? Because you're so worried you're going to get
I do that
hell.
All the time. I don't know what the problem is.
That's loneliness. I'm talking about because you think you're going to hell.
I don't really cry. Just to be clear. No, I mean, I don't jerk off. What is even happening?
To be fair, everyone that's listening liked the fact that you were crying during that. That was their favorite part of the story. It's cretins that listen to this show.
So you were crying tears
from both ends. But as a kid, like, I was that Jesus doubt that if I masturbated,
guilt.
Yeah, I was going to hell. So I would be that up. I would be fucked for days, like freaking out, like I'm such a bad person.
By yourself. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can never do this again. Can never do this again. And then I was 14. It happened again.
Well, of course.
Hey, what else was I going to do?
A 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. No social skills. Unattractive. Like, what else are you going to do? Be funny and crank it out. It was that deep in my head. Like, I used to pray for forgiveness after having sex with my partner, even my fiance.
Wow.
I prayed for forgiveness, like, early on in our relationship after we had sex and we lived together. Which was a sin.
You realize that's even more of a sin. You're like, I'm having sex. This is bad. Living under the same roof. Still bad.
Generally an ex-smoker doesn't start by smoking a packet. They have one.
Yeah.
You know, you make concessions. That's why all the chicks I knew growing up, where they were sucking dick, taking it up the ass, all this sort of stuff, but they weren't having sex because that's not right.
I
love that.
Garfunkel and Oates do a song about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who?
Garfunkel and Oates.
Love them, Lucy.
Oh my God, you would love them, Lucy.
They're so fun.
It's my turn to be evangelized. I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. Why have you not let them
join
into your
us? It's like two comedians, female comedians, and they do like musical comedy. And there's one, it's something backdoor. What is it? No, it's the.
I can't remember.
God's Loophole.
That's it.
And they talk about anal, sing about anal.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking I would really like
that? Their comedy in general.
They have a TV show.
That's just one of their songs. They have a lot of songs. You'll love this song about anal, Lucy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I just
love
that kind of face.
Yeah.
No, they have one song that my favorite is Pregnant Women Are Smug.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That was
okay,
on
that special. Sounds like something I can get
That's
into.
By far my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They nail it, but only in the butt. I'm sorry.
Very rude. I'm glad you're getting all this out before you go on the radio.
I know. By the way, we're going on the radio and you can't say swears. Oh, no, you can. It's after 11.
You can't say
the C word.
The crap, which is crap.
Probably can't talk about anal.
We've learned you can't say crap with the new C word. No. You can say cunt now.
What?
I'm fucking with you based off what Lucy said.
I know. I have no idea what's happening anymore.
I've said bitch on there and they don't care. I cleared
that's
that.
Good because I've got one of the things that I'm going to say is about, I can say it because this is after the thing. Cool.
Yeah,
There's this story about
a man named Brady. Oh, and sorry.
That's good. He's callback. Lovely. It's called.
And so it's about a Japanese school who they have Armani making their school like uniforms.
Fuck?
Mm-hmm. And parents have complained because it's costing like $7,000 Australian. And I put something like my idea was, finally Armani's going to do for school children what Hugo Boss did for the Nazis. And I'm like, can I say this on
you get
because I'm gonna.
Yeah. Can I just, well-known comic in the scene, I'll beep his name out. He got on there and they said, what reason could you give your kids for not taking them to an Ed Sheeran concert? And his exact quote was, because I don't want to again have to explain to them what anal bleaching is.
Ha! Do you know what's even funnier? He's used that material again on stage.
Are you fucking kidding? I can't get it.
You don't understand it.
What is it? I don't.
I'm not sure either. But the anal bleaching thing, I guess it's just
so.
A thing.
Is it because he's ginger and when you bleach? I don't know.
I think maybe is he calling Ed Sheeran an anal? I'm not sure.
No, I don't.
Somehow in his head. The two things of going to an Ed Sheeran concert that it
you realize the person involved will actually know it's them from the joke.
Will they? They won't listen to this.
Won't they?
No, I don't think he knows what a podcast is. He's a fucking moron.
Well, there you go.
There's a reason I don't do that comedy room anymore.
I apologize to anybody involved in the.
Hey, my views don't reflect yours, but fuck that guy. Fucking dick. I'm not gonna have some dickhead treat me like shit for months and months while I help the cunt run a room and then fucking be nice to him and talk nice about it.
Oh yeah, you used to run that room.
Yeah.
You're not running that room anymore.
No.
Oh my god, how did I only just piece that together?
Because it got ruined by I was away for 2 months, close to 2 months, and I was gonna take over when I got back. And by the time I got back, I'm like, this is like reviving an 80-year-old's dick at this point. Like, I would rather just go and start a new room. So, yeah. I don't like racist pieces of shit that talk down to people. So, I'm not going to deal with that.
Well, I love them.
Yeah, cool.
They are my people.
Yeah, Lucy's speaking for the Queensland fans.
And I don't know about you guys, but I eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's a vegan.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Did you see that dodgy poster someone put up about Happy Gilmore 2's coming out? It looked like I made it in paint. And I hope that's true, kind of. Could probably be shit after all these years, but I would like to see it.
I would see it.
Because he hasn't had a good movie since that Click movie.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that either.
I cry at that movie because it's one of those things where you can rewind your life to fix it or fast forward things that suck. But
too
then
real.
The remote like gets programmed. So you'll fast forward. You'll be like, I don't want to take the kids to sport. But then the remote will fast forward every time they go to sport. So then you miss it all.
That sounds perfect. I am yet to see the conflict.
Yeah,
hi, Niall, darling. I love coming to your soccer matches.
Yeah, with everything. But yeah, it gets really sad because he misses the kids' schooling and then the relationship and then he's by himself. But then, yeah, he clicks his way back. And Kate Beckinsale's in it and I'm kind of in love with her. So I think that probably covers
my vision. I hope your fiance is not listening. Also, he loves you.
I love you more than anything if you're listening, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he would totally fuck. I'm sorry.
Hey, if she met Johnny Depp, I would just go, look, fair enough. I mean, I didn't think you'd cross paths, but I understand.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's Captain Jack Sparrow. He looks better than me. He's got more money.
I couldn't go there now. I'm sorry.
Why?
Ever since the little manhandling of the old ex-wife.
See, I don't believe that.
You don't? How
That's
could you
one
not?
That I don't believe.
She gave away all the money. Did you know that?
No.
So all the money that she got from him, she donated to
okay.
people who had been abused, basically. Mm. So all of that money, that's a lot of
are you
money.
Talking every cent she ever got from being with him.
I'm talking about every cent that she got from the splitting up of the relationship. It all
How
went.
Do you know
she
that?
She didn't keep any of it.
How do
because
you know
it's
that?
It's public file. I don't fucking know. It's in media.
I don't,
it's
gotta be fake news. No. I don't believe that at all. That's no. one case that I didn't believe.
Amber, that's her name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't believe it.
Amber Heard apparently gave all that money away.
Okay, and then she went to date Elon Musk after that.
I have no idea. I followed
I just
nobody.
Go billionaire to billionaire, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
He probably has a nice personality.
He's got a nice car. It's in space. Something. Who else can say that? Have you ever dated a guy that's like, yeah,
me.
I sent a car into space? I think you might have, from the look on your face, then you might have sent yourself into space.
Me. I mean in space. No.
As a mother, I'd just like to say I'd give anything just to have space in my car.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
Touché. Yeah.
And as a single person, I don't have space to fit a child in my car because there's so much shit in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually why I had to upgrade to a 7-seater with my 2 small children.
Really?
To fit all my other junk in there. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's
got a lot awesome. Of junk in my trunk.
That's what we like.
Actually true.
have you ever been pulled over with like something you shouldn't have in the car?
Ooh.
You could speak vaguely. I'm sure Lucy doesn't have one of these stories because she's. You seem pretty.
I do have a story.
I was interrupted in the middle of a very innocent snog in a car once.
By cops?
By cops, yeah. Yes. And they turned it into a whole other thing that it just wasn't. They actually had the nerve to say to my lovely boyfriend, oh, playing a bit of hide the sausage, are we? And I had. I was.
Outraged
because I had no idea what they were talking about.
You hadn't even seen a sausage. You hadn't seen the sausage, let alone let him hide it.
He held my hand once.
It was all very nice little kisses and yes, I felt really outraged.
That's adorable.
That's way better than my story.
I don't even know if I can tell this story.
Yeah, probably not. I thought about mine a bit.
Me too. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to read to this.
This is one of the things at our shows, actually, because Simone and I have such different material.
Yeah.
She's on before me in the show that we're doing at the moment. And every time I see her killing it and I just think, oh, my stuff's totally different. They love her. They're going to hate me. But the audience,
That's what I think about Pony and Emma.
Yep. Yeah, they say to us at the end because, all four of us, we are really different, have different styles, different material. And I love that people say to us afterwards, it's so great that you guys are all so different and clearly love each other, which we do.
Yeah,
so,
it's great. Yeah, but why would anyone want to see the same act four times? You know?
Yeah.
It's insanity.
And like I never tire. Like essentially our show is the same material over and over again and I never tire from hearing their jokes. I'm still laughing.
Yeah, we still laugh.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like every time. Like, yes, go girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of get angry at myself because I'm like, I'm laughing at jokes about motherhood. I'm
like, how dare I?
I don't know anything about this.
Where's your standards, boy?
But the funny thing is, like, because I look after kids with special needs and shit, I probably have a better idea than most on how to, like, help look after kids. Mm, I'm not saying being a mum.
Yeah.
But as compared to someone that's never worked with kids or had kids and some I'm with
them. Yeah, and you've got hard children. Yeah. You can't just toss them an iPad and say, go to your room.
No.
Here, take these snacks and some water and come down when you need the bathroom. See ya.
Yeah. Some of them.
I'm an excellent parent.
We need more of those.
I was just going to say, like, not all the material's about parenting though. There's
no,
quite a lot
no. I think I have like 2 jokes about actual parenthood and it's not favorable to my children. You know what's worse is like I've done my set before and then I realized one of them was sitting on the stairs. Like they were awake and I was like, oh, shit. Hope you didn't hear those bits about them and the bits where I call their father the C word. But anyway, it's all in fun.
If you'd have never called your partner or ex-partner the C word, you've never been in love. That's my opinion.
I got a beautiful sentiment. Phone call.
Yeah, you've got to get in there and say, you're crap. Isn't that the C word?
Yeah. I just wanted to say, you're crap.
Lucy, you have to come in and do another podcast the day your kids find out that crap isn't the C word.
I would love that too.
That can be a whole episode.
Well, I think my son's there. He's nearly 13, so he's definitely there. Yeah. And I think my daughter has an inkling that there's another one out there. And I'm not telling her what it is.
Totally. Keep that to yourself.
That's like when Xavier said to me once, he's like, I know what OMG stands for. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's that? And he says, oh, my gosh. And I was like, oh, so close. Yeah. And I'm like, what school child or teacher told him that? Yeah. Because he's been writing OMG for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Is that he doesn't know.
Good though? Isn't that better than him writing like, yeah, motherfucker or something?
Yeah, no, it's cute. I think it's cute. Yeah, it's totally adorable.
Oh, that's great. All right, Steve's walking around out there. I think we've got a few minutes. So we'll play a quick game. Cool. It's got a swear word in it though. Cover your ears, Lucy. Oh.
Cunty questions.
Cunty questions or crappy questions. Crappy questions, we'll call it for today. And I actually want to ask Lucy one that I asked you.
Go ahead.
So would you rather eat nothing but cat food, eat nothing but cat, or every time you go to the bathroom, you have to do it in a litter box?
How long do I have to think about those options?
About 12 seconds.
Oh, my God. I'm going in the litter box.
Really?
I did too.
So you got to carry it everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Unless there's a litter box.
I really like food, is what I'm saying.
Okay. So me that's too. What Simone went with, but because she's a vegan. And, of course, she told me that 5 minutes into the episode, of course.
It's the rule.
Couldn't help herself.
They kick you out of the club otherwise.
Yeah. I've got a soft spot for kale. It's the compost heap.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
I don't know if this joke sucks. I came up with this stupid sort of throwaway joke about the Spice Girls, like how they're looking at doing a reunion.
Yeah.
But I thought at this point those spices have been on the rack so long that they're not safe for human consumption. But I don't know if that's funny or just mean.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, who knows? So I've got one from Cameron for both of you. And I feel like Lucy might have heard.
Cam Mac?
No, Cameron. McLaren. Sorry, I'm not cool. I'm not up with this lingo.
Cam Mac.
Yeah.
Mac, Daddy.
I feel like Lucy might know this for some reason.
Oh.
If I have 30 cows and 28 chickens, how many didn't?
2. No, 10. I don't teach maths. Say it again.
Okay. If I have 38 cows and 28 chickens, how many didn't?
18.
Okay. Any thoughts? Why do you say 18?
38 cows.
No one, you guys haven't pointed out what other people have pointed out, that this doesn't make sense.
Any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've totally. No,
I'm into words. I don't care about information. I like words.
That's what you're missing though. If I have 30 cows and 28 chickens.
10 didn't.
How many didn't?
10 didn't.
If 20 of the. Yeah, see, I like that one. Cameron told
now
me
I've
that.
I've got it.
Yeah. Because I kept saying to him, that's not a question. I think you're having an aneurysm. This is not a question. What do you want from me? I don't understand how many didn't what? And then when he explained it, like, I'm so dumb. That's awesome.
I still don't get it.
I love wordplay and really? I've heard that riddle. How many did I suck up? 10. Same.
If I have 30 cows and 20 of them, 8 chickens.
8 chickens.
Yeah. By the way, you're saying 28 chickens. Yeah.
Hey.
That's
hey.
Right. Jesus. All right. Well, you guys are big, huge megastars and you've got to go on the radio. Woo-hoo. So I'm going to let you go.
Go join our posse.
Yeah.
Motherhood in
the
house.
You look fabulous, by the way, darling, even though it's radio.
Thank you, Lucy. You too, Lucy.
Yeah,
I like your bow shirt.
The ladies both look nice. Nothing's been said about me. We won't worry about that at all.
Do you know what? I did notice you were wearing your grotesque hat, were you wearing that? I think
I was.
Yeah, I thought so.
And you know what? I haven't worn this hat much at all. It must be like a psychic thing.
You're like, she likes the green.
She likes grotesque
vegan
things.
Vegan girl.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Lucy Ewing, Simone Springer, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
That was fun.
Hypermanic noise.